Hello?
Hi, Mason. I just missed your call. I went to answer it, and you had already hung up. Sorry. Okay.
No, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's hey, you got to still schedule your jobs. You know what I mean? No worries. Okay. So I'm going to start the voice verification from the beginning so that way we didn't miss anything, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Streamline Exterior Cleaning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mason Sindelar, co-owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Mason, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might get someone calling you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. And so that's why I was saying, like, always verify if it's us actually calling you by always asking what's my security question. Okay?
Okay.
Now
why is what, like, am I, what did I just agree to, actually?
Okay.
With the, do I agree
to? Oh, yeah. Would you
like,
agree?
Is that, what kind of part of the contract is this? Like, are there penalties for not answering the phone?
Oh, no. What you're agreeing to is this. We're asking you that whenever our company, Local Splash, calls you, right? We might call you with an update. We might call you because we need something. Okay. We know sometimes you can't just pick up the call because you're at school or you might be on a job. All we're asking from you is just please respond to us within 24 business hours. So basically what I'm asking you is that you'll agree to respond to Local Splash's phone calls, text messages, and emails whenever we call you, our company, not a client, right? We're saying when we call you, just respond to us within 24 business hours. Okay? Because, again, we might have an update, right? Or there might be something that we need from you. And, you know, if we're calling you and you can't pick up the phone, just at least return our call just so that way we're keeping the open line of communication because that's super important between the both of us. Okay? So if you didn't answer the call, we're not going to penalize you. It's just, hey, just give us a call back when you get a moment. Okay? Does that kind of clarify?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this one, and I'm going to read it to you, but then I'm going to explain it because I usually do, okay? In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Now, before you answer that, let me explain it first, okay? So, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, okay? We're just saying that before you do, give us a call first so that way we can make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing you because, one, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, and, two, it could interfere with what we're doing, okay? Does that make sense? Mason, are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Okay.
Great. So, yeah, sorry, I just left the house, so I think.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, hon. No worries. Did you understand? You want me to explain it again?
Yeah, no, I got it. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. So
there's no penalties correlated with this. It's just you want the transparency, right?
Yeah, it's just saying, like, if you were to say this, hey, Nadine, we're going to be doing Yelp ads, I would tell you, go for it. You know what I mean? If you called, because you'll be calling customer service, because I'm the lead, but then they'll take over after me. We do everything within the company. So if you were to call us and say, hey, I'm thinking of doing Yelp ads, we would tell you, oh, go for it, because it's not interfering with what we're doing, okay? But if you were to say, hey, I'm going to be running Facebook ads, we would tell you, well, hold on before you do that, because Mason, we're already running your Facebook ads. So not only is it you spending more money, but it could also interfere with what we're doing too. Does that make sense? So yeah. It's just giving us a courtesy call is all.
Okay. And then speaking of Facebook ads, how much did you say of the payment goes to Facebook?
Yes. So what we're going to allocate from the $249 is $100 to the Facebook ads that we're managing. So you won't incur the click fees, and we'll run that throughout the month. However, if there is a time where you're like making more revenue, you want to increase the budget of what's being allocated, you always have that option, or you keep it at what we're doing.
Okay. So do y'all see results with $100 for the whole month?
Well, typically, I mean, we do. It depends, right? It depends on how you're trying to market it. I'm not going to lie. The more you invest in it, the better the return, you know, but typically, we started at this because, I mean, there's some businesses we don't like hitting them with, like, yeah, you should be investing $300 or $400 in your Facebook ads. You know what I mean? Because some of them, they might not even need to do that. I know when we talked, you're typically staying within the 50 miles, right? 50-minute drive,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So for you, like, the average cost per click on Facebook ads across all industries is about a 50-cent. Average cost per click. I mean, pretty much the $100 is an okay. I've known of others that prefer to start at $150 or $200. But again, I'm not trying to get you in on this huge, large amount if it's not something that you're not needing at that moment. And you're still in school too, so I don't want you to be overwhelmed either, if that makes sense. The choice is yours. I mean, if you wanted us to allocate more, that's totally up to you. You would just be paying the difference.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ran them before, the Facebook ads? On your own?
Have I ran Facebook ads before?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And how have you managed them? Like, how have you liked it when you've managed them? Like, at what point?
Well, they were all very, what's it called? I was just getting into them. And
uh-huh.
So it was kind of, they didn't do like super hot, and I just haven't had the time to go back and like really dial them,
like,
out and manage them,
yeah,
like I should.
Mess around with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think for right now, especially in the position that you're in, this should be sufficient to get you started. You're going to have that tracking and reporting system so you can see, like, okay, what's my traction? What am I getting? Like, do I need to up it? You know what I mean? Or you might not even need to. It might be sufficient. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't want to hit you with a big number, hun, and then it's like, we didn't need to do that. You know what I mean? I'm the type, I like to gradually get it, you know? And the team will be looking at it. They'll tell you, like, hey, Mason, you might want to consider maybe upping it. You know what I mean? But that's always the decision's going to be yours at the end of the day. Okay? But I think the $100 is going to be sufficient for right now, and then you always have that ability to upgrade to more if you want to. Okay? Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So going back to the question, and hiring local...
Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. And hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, how quickly do I have to notify you?
Well, I mean, just whenever you're going to do something. I mean, just like, you know what I mean? If you didn't notify us,
like,
right? Yeah, no.
It's just on top of my mind to notify you guys.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I mean, as long as you give us a heads up, like, oh, hey, guys, you know, just letting you know I signed up and I did this. You know, we would tell you, like, oh, okay, well, you're good. I mean, it doesn't interfere with what we're doing. We just try to avoid you spending more money, and we try to avoid anything interfering with what we're doing. Okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is going to be March 24th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement. So basically what I'm asking you, Mason, is stick it out 2 months. Okay? Your second month is going to be charged on April 24th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once that 2-month term is completed, what will happen is the agreement will just automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that was the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. And there's no cancellation fee. We just simply part as friends. Okay?
Okay.
So if you got to cancel it or you got to pause it, even if it's for 3 or 4 months and you got to pause it, just call 3 business days before the 24th, just so that way you don't get charged on the 24th. Okay? And they won't charge you any cancellation fee. It's just simply, then you just cancel. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Can you, I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Can you go over, just summarize that real quick again?
Yeah. So, as far as like the payment, like the last part of everything I was saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the payment today for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today's date, okay, which is March 24th, 2025. In a non-refundable amount of $348. This is a 2-month verbal agreement, which means that your second payment will be charged on April 24th, 2025 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I asked you to save. And I'll repeat the number to you, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, Mason, we ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee. So just making sure that you at least call 3 business days before the 24th to pause or cancel the account will avoid from you getting that charge on the 24th. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll update the package, I'll process the payment, and you're going to get a couple of emails and text messages coming to you. One of them is going to be your receipt. We send it to both. And then let me do this. You should have already gotten your client interview that I sent earlier, but we're going to call you at 10:30 when you'll be out of class. And then, okay, I put you down for residential and commercial. And then I'm going to go over the services because I was kind of looking at your website and grabbing stuff off of there. Because I want to make sure that I'm listing the correct services and if there's anything that I'm missing, so that way when my technician speaks with you tomorrow, they know where to start from as well. Okay? So give me just a quick second here. I noticed on your Google Business profile, you have Monday through Sunday, 8 to 8:30.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm getting a new website. It's in the process right now.
Oh, nice.
I'll have it within a week. Is that going to affect anything?
No, no. Just let us know once you have it, unless if you link it yourself or give us the link and we can attach it for you to your Google Business profile. Is it going to be the same domain name or are you changing it?
Yeah. Same
one? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Once it's live, it'll
Yeah, it should just automatically switch to it, right? If it's the same domain name, then there shouldn't be a problem. It should automatically switch to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you build it yourself, the one that I'm looking at now?
No, this is just a template from that fraud dude that is doing it for free right now, and then I found out about the fraud stuff, and so now
you're like, yeah. Okay. So when does the new one launch then? That's exciting.
It's mostly done, like foundation stuff, so we're just going over revisions. So it'll be, I mean, within a week, probably.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm really looking forward to looking at it. See how it turned out.
Yes.
Okay.
It's much, much more visually pleasing. I don't think it's as, like, SEO optimized, but it's not like this website was already thinking anyways. So
you know what, hon? It's a place for people to reference to, read more about your company, see the quality work that you do. And I have to tell you, great job on your Facebook page, too. Like, the stuff, the content that you've written on there is really good. So you've done really, really good. Yeah, great job. Okay, so now you should have gotten your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. When you get it, open it up. In the meantime, I'm going to start doing some of these notes. So what I put you down for, pressure washing, house washing, window cleaning, gutter cleaning, roof washing, solar panel washing, concrete washing, deck pool washing, deck pool cleaning, excuse me. deck pool
deck
cleaning
pool
deck. Is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then fence cleaning, and I put you residential and commercial.
Yeah, did you get house washing, right?
Yes, I got that too.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, good. I got all the ones that I needed to get from there. And then I have you down your appointment there. Oh, are you licensed and insured or in the process? Anything like that?
Yeah. There's no license needed, but we're insured.
Okay, beautiful. Do you have your LLC yet?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll just note that you have your LLC.
Okay.
Okay, and then we're almost done. Let me see here. I put you for the 50-mile radius. We got your Facebook page linked there. Oh, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Can you say that again?
When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
You can go text and email.
Text and email?
Or
okay.
Actually, wait, you say phone call, text, and...
Phone, text,
phone?
Or
yeah,
email.
You do all three.
All three? Okay.
All three. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, now...
Email is last, on the
email
list.
Is last. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, did you get your initial invoice? Because I need you to open it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, hello, Mason. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Then there's like two sentences below it that says, please click here to accept your subscription term. And what you'll do is you'll click on that. And it's going to take you to a page that says at the very tippy top of the page, Local Splash, terms of experience. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. Now, this is everything that we're doing, okay? And it's probably going to be a little hard for you to see it on your phone. You might at one point have to turn your phone, like, horizontal, I think. That's horizontal? Yeah.
Okay.
I always get those two mixed up, horizontal. As old as I am, can you believe that? Okay. We won't talk about my age now. Okay, so everything that we're doing is, like, management of the Google Business Profile, right? Optimization of it. You're going to hold the ownership. We're just listed as managers. Now, directory submission, okay? You have a Yelp page. We're just going to brand it. We're not going to go in there and do Yelp ads or change anything. You'll also have a Bing profile. We're not going to mess with your Facebook ad other than managing your Facebook page. We're going to manage your Facebook ad. And then Apple Maps is part of our directory submission. Okay. Again, you hold the ownership or just managers.
What are you doing on Apple Maps again? I'm very curious about that.
I know
that's a thing, but I haven't actually.
Okay, so let me tell you about Apple Maps. Apple Maps, we is part of our directory submission. It's like having a profile on Apple Maps. The only problem with Apple Maps, and this is where majority of businesses don't get the profile, and I'll tell you why. Because Apple Maps specifically wants us to show an address. And when it's your home address, we really don't want your address showing. Okay? So that's the only way Apple Maps will let us do a profile, is if the address shows. So I'm going to be transparent with you. Apple Maps, we're not going to show your address, so you're not going to have a profile there. I don't recommend you have your address showing anyways, because it's your home address. It's a home office. No one goes to you to pick up tile or to buy products.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys see good results with Apple Maps at all?
I see good results when it's like an actual storefront. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because people are looking at how to get there more so.
Exactly. And that's why I don't really mention it. I mention it to you because it's on our terms and conditions, and I want to explain it. But typically, you're not going to – I'll tell you, you won't have a profile on Apple Maps because it's not like a storefront. And we don't want to show your home address. No one needs to go to your house unless they're going to give you $1 million. You know? And if that was the case, I'd tell them, come to my house first. But yeah, so yeah, you won't have an Apple Maps, hun. Okay. Now, the My Site doesn't apply to you because you're coming in with your own website. Facebook business page, you're just going to add us on as managers so we can manage your Facebook ads. Google Ads and Google Guarantee don't apply to you. They are products that we do assist with, but they're not part of what you're getting. And we do also help with Yelp ads, but that's not part of your services. And honestly, I don't feel like you need it quite yet. Okay. Google Workspace is if you actually want like a work email, but I think the email that you have is sufficient. Besides, if they offer it to you, just so you know, during your client interview, it's an added charge. You do not have to do it. Okay. It's like having
Does that hurt the optimization on the Google profile though? Because they give me that like the prompt to do that like all the time.
It doesn't hurt it. The Google Workspace, it's not going to affect it. I mean, some people like it because it'll say, like, for example, Mason at streamlineexteriorcleaning.com. It's like, let's say you had 4 different people that managed your emails and you wanted everybody to have their own individual email.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, you could read into it more on the terms and conditions, like what's all entailed in it. And I'm telling you, they'll probably more than likely offer it to you tomorrow, and you can ask them more questions about it. I don't see it affecting you. I've never known of it affecting you. I know it's a good tool when there's a couple of different people managing appointments and emails. So some business owners like that, everybody to have their own specific email for the company. Okay. Wow. Now, also in that terms and conditions, live client support team, advanced reporting system, so you'll be able to track your results with us. You're going to have a client support team available to you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Remember, you're 2 hours ahead, so 9 to 6. The 877 number is there as well. We do communicate through text messages, okay? Also, delivery dates, okay, which I'm glad that we're doing your interview tomorrow because that means we're moving faster. So 5 to 7 days is the directory submission, okay? 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live and visible. These can all start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in the terms and conditions that sent you in writing, optimization, first page placement on Google, maintaining you there, I'm always, always going to give you the timeline, 45 to 60 days, no matter what, even though I've seen it happen way sooner. Okay? Because Mason, I would rather underpromise and overdeliver. So when it does happen sooner, you're happier. Okay? But it's in our terms and conditions. Full optimization of everything, 45 to 60 is what we're going to tell you always. Okay? Do keep in mind, we will be sending you notifications as these steps are being completed. So like you'll be notified when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, the directories are live. So we do keep you in the loop. Okay? Now, on the, let's take a look here. Okay, so under your payments, it shows $99 was the setup fee, okay? $249, we allocate $100 to your Facebook ads, $149 is going to your local bundle, like the rest of the management, okay? The rest of the directories and local map optimization. Now, monthly thereafter, we give you the breakdown again. 100, 149. So 249, you know it'll never change. Seasonal holds, cancellations, call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge on the 24th. Okay? Do you see where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number there?
Let me look.
Okay. And you might have to turn your phone sideways just because sometimes it cuts it off. It'll say mobile phone and it'll have your phone number on there. And then there's like these 3 boxes right below it.
I can find my phone. Not sure what I did with it.
It's okay, and you're working too, I understand. I'm like, you're nonstop. Where do you get the energy? I was young
good
once.
Lord.
I was young once, and let me tell you. Now I'm like, oh, God, give me a break.
Okay, here it is. What am I looking for?
Your phone, and you're going to the terms and conditions. So you'll find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay.
You'll open it up, and then it's going to say towards the bottom, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll click on
that.
Okay, and then you're on the terms of experience, right? At the very top it says?
I clicked the terms and conditions link.
Okay.
Not where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, so you're on the one that says terms and conditions, right?
Yeah, I'm on the local. I went to the link you told me, and
I
went back. So I'm just on the link. Yeah.
Okay, so click on where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Right, click on that, and it should have opened up a page that says local splash at the very top, terms of experience.
Yep.
Okay, scroll towards the middle where it shows your phone number, and it says mobile phone. It has your phone number in the box. The 3 boxes below it. The first one you're going to click in the box because you agree to receive text messages from us to your phone number. The second box says that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is complete and accurate.
Yep.
The third box says you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and reoccurring. So that's why I say very important that if you're going to cancel it, call 3 business days before the 24th.
Okay.
And then at the bottom where it says sign, type your name in the box next to it, Mason Sindelar. Did I pronounce it right? I hope.
Sindelar. Close enough.
Or Sindelar. Okay.
Basically.
Sindelar. And then you're going to click on confirm signature. And then once you do that, it's going to open up a page that's going to ask you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you see it.
Okay.
So the username and password, okay, this is where you track your results with us. So this is where you put your phone number is your username. And then let me go back and I'll tell you what the password is. It's your username's your phone number with no dashes, just a straight phone number, no one before the area code. Password is cool local. Well, how cool is that? That you get cool local. So cool local, all one word, lowercase.
Okay.
And then you could log in. You're not going to see too much on your account because the technician's going to be working on it. Okay. Now, tomorrow at 10:30, we're going to call you. Okay. We'll call you from an 877 number. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before, but I have notated for them to call you at 10:30. Okay. When we call you, if you need 5-10 more minutes or you need to reschedule for later, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. Okay? If I'm not on another caller in a meeting, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're not going to wait for me. They're just going to proceed without me, okay, and call you directly.
Okay.
I want to be the first Mason to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to assist you. Quick question. Was there anyone else that you want to authorize to make changes to the account just in case, like, you weren't able to call in and make a change? Or is it just going to be you?
Just me.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for your time. Did you have any other questions before I let you go about the rest of your day?
No, but is there a place where I can, like, leave you a review or something, Nadine? You are awesome. I really appreciate it.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just send
the
recording
so
to your boss or something.
Oh, I will. I'll send you where you can, and they'll ask you, too, if you want to leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate that. Listen, we're here for you every step of the way, okay? Whatever you need. All right. And
yeah,
save
well,
your receipts
you
for your tax purposes, too.
Yeah, sure will. No, but seriously, thank you. You were super, super big help. And, you know, it's not just writing a check with changing value. You're solving a problem that I have. And so, you know, we all win.
I thank you. I really appreciate that. I try to be as attentive. I try to answer any questions you have. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. If I don't know the answer to that question, I will get the answer for you. I am not afraid to say, I don't know the answer to that, Mason. Let me find that out, right? I'm like really big on transparency. And you know what, hon? I'm going to keep it real. You're like the age of, well, almost my youngest. She's like in her early 20s right now. Like she's 22,
yeah.
But I would want someone to kind of like, you know, guide my child along too. You know what I mean? And I'm like literally, I'm amazed. I was just telling my husband about you over the weekend. I'm all, listen, there's this young gentleman, and I'm not even joking. Like, this guy is a hustler. Like, he's going to school. Like, he's working. Like, he's already got goals and dreams set up. And I'm so glad, because in this day and age, you don't find that a lot. And it's kind of sad, you know?
Yeah.
I see it all the time. Like, I minister to a lot of kids at my church. I'm a believer, so I work in the youth ministry, and sometimes I know that kids don't always get the same, they don't see things that they should see at home that they're seeing in church. And I'm always reminding myself, like, remember, this is someone's kid. You know, sometimes you need a little bit of guidance with them, right? So, and sometimes this generation, I don't know what it is. They just don't have the, I say it in Spanish, ganas, but it's like they don't have the umph, the drive, the motivation, you know? And you seem to have it all.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, using it to my advantage, easier to win now than ever. And you asked me, like, where I get my energy from, and it's the good Lord is where
absolutely
it comes from, because
100%.
In no way that this is all done by myself.
No, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I don't know if you're a believer, but I'm a believer, right? I grew up Catholic, but I go to a Christian church. And
yeah,
I will tell you this, God first, God first, God first. You know what I mean? I still go to both because I'm practicing my Lent, you know, right now. But I'm going to tell you, you keep putting God first and everything is going to fall into place. Everything. Sometimes things might get tough, but I promise you that the plan's already set. Like, he's got you in each and every way. What a blessing. Keep that up. Keep that up.
Oh,
well, I wish you very much success and blessings for your business, your family, and for you too.
Well,
keep going strong.
I wish that on you as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Well, Mason, listen, you have a good evening. I hope you get some rest. Don't forget to do your homework.
Yeah, whatever. We can wait.
Right? Okay. Well, listen, you have a good rest of the afternoon, okay? We'll talk to you tomorrow, 10:30.
You as well. Thank you, Nadine.
All
yep,
right, hon.
You
are so welcome. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.